Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from New Jerk Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential.
Okay.
What is your zip code?
11702.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New Jerk?
I am.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
1961.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race?
White.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a college degree.
Thank you. Will be an associate degree or a bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Voted for Donald Trump.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, and 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? I will read a list of topics, and for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somehow, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first item, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Election for Congress.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Third item, protecting gender equality.
Matters not at all.
Okay, thank you. And protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
In the middle.
Would you say matters somewhat or does not matter much?
Matters somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the options are nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt, I will vote, not a chance, I will vote. And the items are pretty much the same ones of the previous question. The first one is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Does this, nothing will stop me, I want to vote, and
nothing
probably
will stop me.
Okay, thank you. Second item, election for Congress.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Third one, protecting gender equality.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. And protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you on the side or some other opinion?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you on the side or would you not vote?
Republican.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
Not motivated.
Will be somewhat less motivated or much less motivated?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in November. Title is Add Certain Protections to the State Bills of Rights, and reads as follows. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you on the side, or would you not vote?
I would not vote.
Thank you. Based on the read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, I will read a list of options. One, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disability. To remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, fourth, provide protection on the basis of gender, fifth, prohibit housing discrimination, sixth, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, seventh, prevent discrimination based on age, eighth, given voting rights to immigrants, and ninth, strengthen voting rights protections.
And what's the question you're asking me on those eight things?
The question
most important?
Yeah, based on what you have heard about the Prop 1 amendment, if you consider the one or more of the items that I just read to you are included in the amendment.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Okay. All right. So none of these resonates for you to say that is included in the amendment, right?
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, would you like me? We really need to select at least one to continue with the survey. Would you like me to reassess the options once again?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Strength protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Two, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. Three, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. Fourth, provide protections on the basis of gender. Fifth, prohibit housing discrimination. Sixth, put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Seventh, prevent discrimination based on age. Eighth, giving voting rights to immigrants. And ninth, strength voting rights protections.
Number five.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no for this amendment? Or are you on the side?
Undecided.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote for on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more motivated?
One of my choices, not motivated?
Yeah. More motivated or less motivated?
Less motivated.
Okay. Would you say somewhat less motivated or much less motivated?
Much less.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. First statement, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. What number would you assign to this statement?
Well, read me again. What's my choice, my answer?
You can rate from 0 to 10, and 0 is strongly disagree with the statement, and 10 is strongly agree, and you can choose any number in between.
0.
Thank you. Second statement, defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attack, is a top priority.
I disagree.
Would you say 0?
0.
Okay, thank you. Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
10,
thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
To drive?
Thrive, yes.
Like drive a car?
No, thrive. Thrive.
Oh, thrive. Oh,
thrive, yeah.
Thrive.
Yeah.
Give it 8.
8, thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Thank you. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
0.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out of some groups.
10.
Thank you very much. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you on the side, or would you not vote?
On the side.
Thank you. But if you have to choose, how would you vote? What answer are you leaning towards? Yes, no, or will not vote?
No.
Okay, thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain.
Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of the right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So, first, which
I think the first statement is true.
Okay. Okay, and how more convincing do you consider that statement? Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor, and 5 means it makes you think it's somewhat motivating, and 0 means that you don't think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to their standards of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of a discriminate against New Yorkers. Do you consider it 10? Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of protection we need to stop these bills from passing.
Okay.
Okay. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there has been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back abortion right in the future. Protecting the right of abortion in New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that needs to stop that from happening.
Okay.
Thank you. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalistic agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens this November.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in November. Title, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, the writ that follow, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. I just vote with these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you on the side, or would you not vote?
No.
Thank you. After reading all of this information, are you more likely or less likely to go to vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself straight, lesbian, or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married.
Single? Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or a guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Self-employed.
Okay. Would you say full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. In the last year, the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Prefer not to say.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, perfect. With that, we conclude our survey, and thank you very much for your time and participation.
Have a nice night.
Goodbye.